Blog Talk Radio.
We get weary sometimes, but is it in working in Yahweh? No, your job making you tired. Your problems making you tired. But I guarantee you ain't tired of working for Yahweh. Because if you're tired of working for Yahweh, then we should see some works. We should see some buildings around. We should see some things if you're working in what? Yahweh. So we're tired even in vain. We're weary in vain. We're hurting in vain. And when will we be like the prophet Isaiah? I labored in vain. I spent my strength for naught. We're going into a new sanctuary. And we want to be it. We're not going to beg nobody. We're not going to chase people down. We're just not going to do it. You either know what you're made for, know what you're designed to do, know what your labor is supposed to be in. Look, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a Ray, I'm all these things. But you know who got to know who I am? I do. I got to know who I am and what I was designed to do and what I'm made for. You worried about me and how to be a father and how to be a husband and this is the type of Ray you're supposed to be? Oh, that's vanity. Because the one who got to know, the one who got to walk it, the one who got to show it, the one who got to do it is me. And you turn that energy around into what you was made for. You was designed to do. You was brought out of your mother's womb for. And you show it. You show us your image and your likeness that you was made of. Because you can't worry about mine. I worry about my own. You worry about your own. And let us both praise Yahweh in the day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty
Yah. God's
righteous.
Yah's
righteous.
Yah's holy.
Yah's holy.
Let Yahweh be magnified.
Let Yahweh be magnified.
Any questions or comments before we adjourn? Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Give it all honor, all glory, and all praise to the Holy One of Israel. I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have a question online, and the question is, can you sacrifice your tithes to make it to a holy convocation or by going to the conference?
Wait a second. Say that again now.
Could you sacrifice your tithes to come to the Sabbath or like going to a conference?
Like, in other words, use your tithes to go to the conference or use your tithes to do other things. Oftentimes, that's a very peculiar question because, in truth, most people sacrifice their tithes for less things than that, let alone for the conference. But we help a lot of people. And the way we're able to help a lot of people is because of tithes and offerings. So we tell people to pay their tithes and just call us. Let us know that the Creator has blessed us. And according to the scriptures, it says, bless those that what?
Bless you.
And we want to bless people. We love blessing people. We don't turn people down. We try to turn people up. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Mike. Okay, the mic is busted. I'm going to repeat y'all comments. So, boy, y'all can come to the mic. You know, some of y'all are kind of lazy. Y'all ain't invited to girl.
First of all, I'd like to give all honor and praise to the Holy One of your prayer by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty God.
Praise the mighty God.
I had a conversation with a brother, and he asked me, do I know where the spirit of one goes when they die?
Mm-hmm.
And so I took him to Ecclesiastes to say, what Ecclesiastes says is spirit return unto Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And we know our body is committed to the ground and returns to dust.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me, is that it? Is that the only thing that's involved? I said, well, this is the only witness I know that speaks about where the spirit goes when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any other insight, can you share today or maybe next week? Praise Yah.
Hallelujah. No, you're telling the truth. The spirit goes back to the Most High and to that day when Yahweh will call his spirit back. And that is a lie. That's not because it's the truth. And the truth is a lie. Oftentimes some people, they want some amazing thing. Oh no, the spirit goes to the Most High, then it works its way to heaven 9. And once we get to heaven 9, then it's gonna go down, and then it's gonna, no, it goes back to the Most High until that day that Yahweh will recall that spirit back. And Yahweh, life period is all about. I'm trying to think of the word. It's called I'm in Ecclesiastes the first time. You don't have to turn there, but if you want to, you can. But this is what it is in the ninth person. This is what it says. It says, the thing that has been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. See, none of us are new at all. None of us are new. We think we know. But these spirits that we have, it's been here once before. Because none of us are new. And when Yahweh make a new heaven and an earth, you think he's going to use new spirits? He's going to use the same spirit that he put to sleep. All you got to do is read. Look up the word grace. And look, Yahweh say he has power over the grave. And how he will bring these spirits back. So we're not new by no stretch of the imagination. Older Mason been here before. He just don't know that. He just don't know. I've been here before. You've been here before. You just don't know. And if you're lucky, you'll be here again. But Yahweh just took away the memories.
Amen.
I know that. That's why I like to.
Yeah. Because there's nothing new under the what? Nothing new. You can say, I'm new. We seen this girl just like you before. You ain't new about no stretch of the imagination. Any other questions or comments? You can talk or come to the mic.
All praise to my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is one of these lessons where you think somebody talking to you, man, you ain't talking. You ain't talking to me. But I'm gonna defend myself like you're talking. I believe, you know, that I'm doing something, you know, that, I'm working for Yahweh. You know, you're trying to pave the way for Elijah in the Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, where it tells him that he's gonna come back. To bring the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers. I actually put that in my articles of incorporation, and I was trying to put together the things we got for fathers and things of that nature. But, you know, like you said, you were talking to me, but you weren't talking to me. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
We're registered in the state of Ohio, and with, you know, I got a template from Maury Ishaq, and I also got a template from the IUIC. The New Testament dudes know a little something about it. I mean, they help with sodomites. They got something about the feminine. I read their bylaws to help me out. I don't want no sodomites, you know, whatever. But that's a separate side note. Let me get off of that. So that's all I wanted to say, man. We got people, even going right now, we even got people going to court with other brothers in whatever the case is, the situation. Because, you know, we're just trying to bring the hearts of the fathers back to the fathers. But, you know, I definitely need, you know, brothers. I'm be hitting up brothers. Brothers be too busy. You know, some brothers be too busy. I ain't playing, you know. But I'm gonna be hitting up brothers, you know, for advice and things of that nature to make sure, you know, I'm working in for Yahweh and things of that nature. That's all I want to say. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Everybody, y'all. Look here, when the prophet Daniel, and I'm gonna give you some advice right now. When the prophet Daniel counseled the king Nebuchadnezzar. Now, the king had everything. He would have never had the type of problems you had because he had everything, and he owned everything, and he ruled everything. So what can you say to the king that rules everything, owns everything, and would never have a problem that you got? You know what Daniel told him? He said, break off your sins by what?
Righteousness.
By righteousness, and your iniquities by what? By feeding the poor. So in other words, at the end of the day, you work for Yahweh will work for you. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
First and foremost, we'd like to give thanks and all praise to Almighty Yah, Creator of heaven and earth, the seas and all that there is, and saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My question, I had actually the same question that brother that asked
LDR
Hewitt question. And my meditation was dealing with the prophet Elijah when he went, well, when the Most High took him, and the children or the people that was found, when they seen the prophet Elisha coming and they seen the spirit of Elijah. So my question was, did he literally receive Elijah's spirit? Is that why the people seen him, when they seen him, they said, surely the spirit of Elijah rests on you?
Well, yeah, he literally had his spirit. But you got to understand how a spirit works. So, for example, this is just an example of this. Only an example. I don't want y'all to take nothing from it. It's just an example. Oftentimes, if people tell me, and I won't lie to you, people tell me this. Isha told me the other day, he said, man, when you said that, man, you sounded just like Alicia. Matter of fact, you look like him. Yeah. They have brothers come sit in this class, and they said, man, I just sat there and watched you the whole time while you were sitting there. You didn't say nothing. You didn't do nothing, but you look just like Alicia. Whatever I was just sitting there doing, which was nothing, they said I look like Alicia. So in other words, at the end of the day, we can take on spirit. And that fear will make you think about somebody else. It will make you seem like somebody else. Just because of that spirit. And that's why I say we are spirits. So make no mistake about it. We've been here before. And only can pray that we be here again. And we will. We will. There will be a new heavens and a new earth. And you all want to be here. Yahweh ain't about to recreate nothing. He already got enough spirits out here to start all over again. People ask, they ask me all the time, they say, well, you know, Because questions can get real complicated, right? So they say, somebody asked me, they say, okay, Maria, so say we all coming back. I said, yes. They said, well, you and your wife coming back. I said, yes. Well, are you going to be married to her? Or are you going to be married to the one you divorced? Or are you going to be married to the one that you had kids by? And the one you didn't have kids by, will you be with her? Who you going to be with, Mo Ray? No, I told them the truth. Only Yahweh knows. Only Yahweh knows who's meant for me and I'm meant for who. Only Yahweh knows. Because these spirits are coming back. They're coming back. All right? Yes, sir. Come on. And then we're going to jump if there's no other questions or comments.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that also goes along with the scriptures where the Most High speaks about in the future that the former troubles won't be remembered.
Yeah.
Or won't come to mind.
Absolutely. And that's hallelujah. And that's what I was telling everybody that. Yahweh will wipe our memories. But make no mistake about it, why would you have to wipe somebody's memory and they ain't even coming back anyway? And you don't do a new thing. No, we're coming back. We just ain't gonna remember the former things, that's all. Just like that. We don't know if it's been planes or cars, we don't know. People can tell us anything. But they in the same boat we are. You don't remember nothing, and I don't remember nothing, so how you gonna tell me what's been? And Yahweh said, what has been is what? Is now. And what shall be have already what? And he required that, which is what? I'll go with that.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Well, this might be our last Shabbat.
Yes.
1907 Vine Street.
Yes.
Yep.
And I know y'all ain't going to miss this place.
I'm
going
to miss it too.
I ain't going to miss it either.
Yeah, he is not like he said. He already getting
most of the middle at the end. Yeah. But I just think back when we started, you know, we found this place. And my wife got a video of me and Isha. We was in here kind of debating.
They were fooling.
They were fooling the first property manager, you know, because I'm like, bro, this is a dump. He like, nah, bro, we need to get this. I'm like, no, it's a dump. I smell mold. But we end up getting it. And, of course, you counseled us through the whole process. And one thing my father told, he said, look, ain't no big eyes and little yous, y'all in this together. It ain't no you above him and you above him. Y'all together as one, y'all make all decisions together, and y'all just move forward and do this thing. And y'all need the counsel, just call me. And but long story short, we got the place, and once they got the junk out of here, because it was a storage place, we were using it for storage. So we started moving in, you know, Ishai cries. Like, man, I can't believe we got this place. But he cried. Remember you cried?
No.
You know, he said, I want to cry, but he ain't that good. But no, man, it's been the greatest honor of my life to be a part of this sanctuary and from the beginning with my brother, my father, the elders, and the whole congregation. I just want to say praise the mighty Yah.
Yah is
righteous.
Yah is righteous.
Yah is holy.
Yah is holy.
And Yahweh be magnified.
Let Yahweh be magnified.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, I'm not about to respond. Praise the mighty Yah. No, I just wanted to praise Yahweh. I taught and I sang, and I didn't praise Yahweh that I saw another year. Praise my God. He is old now. So praise my God. Only reason I wanted to say something is because the Creator gave me a birthday present. So on my birthday, really before the day came in, I was up just meditating on my years. And I realized, I said, man, you know, and I'm only 39, I'm not old.
You old.
And I noticed that every year in my 30s, I felt like it was the hardest year of my life. And my sister texted me, and she said, you know, my sister's old, she's 40. And my sister, she texted me and said, she said, you know, she said, don't take things too serious. Life is precious. And I thought that was beautiful. And I was just meditating in the Most High, and I was thinking about what my sister told me. She said, life is precious. And I was thinking about life. And I know Yah is the source of life. And so I'm looking up these words. And in the corner of my eye, it was 5:55 a.m. She said, three fives. And five happens to be my order. And I said, three fives. And I looked up what word that would go to in the scriptures. And it went to a word that meant stronger, which is good for increase. And I looked where it was used at. It was used in Job, the ninth chapter, where it says the righteous will hold on and become stronger and stronger. And I was not broke down. I cried about that. Because it has been, you know, it's tough out here. And it's not easy. And like Maria Shire said one time, this is a thankless job teaching. And I don't just teach in the sanctuary. I got to teach knuckleheads every day. People that have no understanding. I teach every day. And it's not easy just being out here living this life. And the Most High definitely put affliction on us, on me, on my family. But when I saw that scripture and I saw what he said, it encouraged me for a whole nother year. So hopefully you let me live a whole nother year. And it encouraged, I hope it encouraged everyone else that the righteous will hold on and become stronger and stronger. Hallelujah.
Happy birthday, bro. Speaking of birthdays, my daughter, Tashia. Happy birthday, Tashia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That was today, actually. Son named Jeremiah, his birthday today.
Hallelujah. Very nice.
Any other birthdays? Next week? I know we got some coming up in this. No, we'll get to y'all. Hold your horses. You may not make it to your birthday. No, I'm hoping that you do. I'm praying that you do. How are y'all? Any other questions or comments? Again, we won't be here. We won't be here next week in the city. We'll be out of town. Of course, we will be broadcasting. And then when we come back, we will be going to 2330 Kemper Lane. And unless y'all will see otherwise, that's where we will be. And we got a lot of work to do. We'll share all our vision and everything with you all, so we're all on the same sheet of music, the same page. Because we're trying to gather ourselves together, a nation not desired. Only one that desires us is the Most High. So let us be the ones that desire Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Praise
Maria. Praise Maria. I took a deep breath off.
Oh, good.
strength, I just wanted to shout out my sister, Connielle. We both lost our father and our mother, but she's been so strong through it all. And while I feel like the weak sister at times, I just feel like it's so important to stay unified, because every time I'm near her, much stronger. And I know in the time to come of y'all's anger, we just got to stay strong, but we also got to stay unified. We got to be our brother's keeper. And I just praise the mighty God for my family. I praise the mighty God for all the love. I praise the mighty God. Isha invited us to the studio, and he's come out with some very good music about just keep going in the strength of y'all, you know. So praise the mighty God.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. They have been shown that not just a biological father and mother, their father's mother, their mother's mother, and the mother's father, and they've been around to see it all, to be a part of it all, at an age where they can actually literally, it affects them. They've seen it all. And right now, they have their father's father still kicking strong. He's funny, very strong guy. We love him to death. And but I praise y'all for y'all, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I'd
like to give unto the mighty God glory and strength by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Blessed be you, oh my God. I'm going to miss the place because what my heart led me here for, the Most High had other reasons for me to be here. And I have to absolutely say, observing the Morays and being in the midst of the family taught me a different lesson than what I wanted, but what I needed. I hope and pray to the Most High that he brought me here, and I've grown. And I enjoy the growth that I've received and the love that I received. So I thank Yahweh for all the things, even the bad and the good. Praise the mighty God.
Praise the mighty God. You're definitely grown, brother. Make no mistake about it. Because you wouldn't be having my daughter if you didn't grow. Any other questions, comments? If there's no other questions, comments, let us rise and praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Almighty Yahweh, Heavenly Father, we come before thee at the end of this beautiful, holy, delightful, and honorable day. Even as Shabbat day, to praise you once again, to call upon you, thanking you for this great blessing, and to tell you, my God, that we love you and appreciate all your mercies and kindness you bestow upon us every day and night. You're truly a marvelous and wonderful Elohim. We hope continually in your mercy that you may not only forgive us, but that you may bless us, that you may heal us and help us, that you may increase us, strengthen us, quicken us, even according to your law, statutes, and judgments. Even according to your loving kindness and tender mercies. Be not wroth with us, Yah. Bless us, Yah, that we may praise your holy and righteous name. That we may work for you, Yah. That we may serve you, Yah. We ask all these blessings in our holy and exalted name. By saying hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shema Yisrael, Eloheinu, Yah Echad. Hear, O Israel, Yah Eloheinu, Yahweh is one.
Hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah! Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified.
May Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. May Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May Yahweh lift up his countenance unto thee and grant thee peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Yah's righteous.
Yah's righteous.
Yah's holy.
Yah's holy.
And let Yahweh be magnified.
And let Yahweh be magnified.
To everyone in the internet audience, I want to thank you very much for your time.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, wait for it.